In June, the United States Supreme Court overturned decades-old precedent that denied states the authority to require out-of-state vendors to collect and remit state sales taxes. South Dakota pushed the issue, and in April, Attorney General Marty Jackley argued before the U.S. Supreme Court. South Dakota prevailed in part on the strength of its state law that streamlines the tax collection process and does not seek to collect retroactively. That same law also suspends tax collection while litigation with online vendors is ongoing. Now state officials are talking about holding a special session to eliminate that part of the law that suspends collection. Attorney General Marty Jackley represented South Dakota at oral arguments in this case, short-titled Wayfair. On the other side, arguing for Wayfair and other vendors, was George Isaacson, an attorney from Maine. Jackley says he has now reached out to Isaacson to discuss finding a mutually acceptable way to get vendors to collect taxes without further delay.
I have a call in to the attorney that I argued against up at the United States Supreme Court, looking for that opportunity to see if there's a common ground or a chance for a resolution to try to avoid further litigation and even the potential for a special session.
The U.S. Supreme Court's opinion kicks the case back to the state Supreme Court, which in turn could send the case back to the Sixth Circuit Court, where the state first sued online vendors. Because the High Court had ruled at least twice in previous decades that laws like South Dakota's are unconstitutional, those state courts could not uphold South Dakota's law. Now they can, but that process takes time. Jackley says this newest U.S. Supreme Court opinion resolves any constitutional issues with South Dakota's tax collection laws.
What the United States Supreme Court had said, especially Justice Kennedy, was very favorable upon what the South Dakota legislature had done and the legislative scheme. And so if there's more litigation to come, that litigation will likely be in one of the other states that's implementing laws. It maybe isn't following the South Dakota model.
Jackley says the political decision to have a special session is up to the governor and the legislature. He says his role as attorney general is to ensure that the process is followed correctly and to answer questions about the case. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Victoria Wicks.